Jay, first of all, sum up any frustration you have or disappointment from that result.
Yeah, obviously we were all disappointed leading. I think we wanted to keep leading and improve on it, and I think with the goals we give away, we're obviously going to be disappointed, and it's a shame we didn't get the 3 points.
Can you put your finger on why the game turned in the second half like it did?
Not really. I think we'll analyse that tomorrow and maybe discuss that as a team. But yeah, I think a lot of us are disappointed just how the game went second half.
You made the perfect start. Talk us through that, because a lot of players may not have been so alert with 13 seconds gone.
Yeah, no, it just came, and I thought obviously the keeper was going to come out, but he took a step back and I just thought to put it in, and luckily it went in the net, so I was obviously really chuffed. But no, I think we obviously disappointed with the result.
Perhaps there was a couple of chances where perhaps your final ball goes the right way. If you'd gone 2-0 up in the first half, it might have given you real something to hold on to.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things we look at. I think we had chances to go and create another chance and another goal scoring opportunity. Just maybe the lack of the last pass was maybe off, but it's something to look at and try and improve for the next game on Wednesday.
Now, it's only your third defeat, of course, all season, but because they're back to back, people will start to worry slightly that this team are on the wane. Do you see it like that, or do you just see it as two very hard games?
No, we've got an inner belief in our team. We've got the team spirit to bounce back. I think the defeats will improve us as a team. I think we'll look at the negatives and the positives and take it to the game on Wednesday. I think that's the way we'll work, and I think, like I said before, I think we'll just keep positive and look to get 3 points on Wednesday.
How disruptive was it losing Arthur and Morgan?
To be fair, yeah, it's obviously a shame seeing two lads go off the field, but I thought the lads who came in did brilliant. So it's we've got a good enough squad. The lads who aren't playing are brilliant, so it's always good to see them come in as well.
We're going to find out now, I guess, aren't we, this week? Because if they are out for a few days at least, then you are going to get your squad tested, and you've got two more games in the next 6 days. So it's a big week, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, it's a massive week. I think every game we go into, we believe it's massive, and it's a big part of what we do. We treat every game the same, so it's something to look forward to, and also you know it's going to be hard work.
Just finally, your thoughts quickly on playing Villa on Wednesday. I mean, they seem to be a team that perhaps prosper better away from home than they are at Villa Park.
Yeah, they're a great side. We played them last year, and they were a great side then, so we're looking at now, and we'll hopefully play our game plan, and hopefully we'll get 3 points out.